This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Thursday, March 31st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. If you murder an unborn child over 5 months of age in Utah, you must use anesthesia. Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill, Senate Bill 234, on Tuesday, requiring an anesthetic to eliminate organic pain to the unborn child during the abortion. Mary Taylor, president of Pro-Life Utah, sees this as a stepping stone to banning abortion altogether in Utah.
The brutality of abortion. I personally know several people whose mind and heart have been changed due to this process. Of course, we're not going to be happy until the barbarism comes to an end. But we do believe that a small step is better than no step.
Religious liberty did not last long in Louisiana. The newly elected governor of Louisiana says he will rescind the executive order that former Governor Bobby Jindal put in place. The order would have protected Christian businesses from being forced to approve of certain forms of sexual deviance. And the North Carolina Attorney General said he's embarrassed by the law that forbids transgenders from using whatever public restroom they want to use. And he said further that he will not enforce the law. North Carolina faces lawsuits and boycott threats over these public bathrooms. When President Barack Obama took office in 2009, he removed the requirement that able-bodied adults without children work at least 20 hours a week or participate in a training program to be eligible for food stamps. As of last year, 40 states are not enforcing the work requirement, according to Fox News. Recently, Kansas and Maine have reinstated the work requirement. The biblical principle applies. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. Senator Ted Cruz is well ahead of Donald Trump in recent polls in Wisconsin, a contest that will yield 42 delegates. Wisconsin's Republican primary takes place next Tuesday. GOP unity is fizzling fast among the candidates. During this week's CNN's town hall, Donald Trump backed away from his previous pledge that he would support the GOP presidential nominee in November. Ted Cruz also affirmed that he could not support Donald Trump as the nominee after Trump's attack on his wife Heidi. Governor John Kasich was also hesitant. In his words, quote, "If the nominee is somebody that I think is really hurting the country and dividing the country, I cannot stand behind him," unquote. Pakistan has arrested over 200 suspects in an anti-terror operation after the Easter Sunday bombing. Over 5,000 persons were investigated as part of the crackdown, and thousands of churches across Pakistan have increased their security after the tragedy. Psalm 20, 6-9 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." North Korea is preparing for another famine as the nation faces more international sanctions. The last famine killed about 3.5 million people. Apparently, it is not affecting the President Kim Jong-un, whose weight has now topped 300 pounds, according to recent reports. An editorial from the state's paper told the nation to prepare to, quote, "chew roots," unquote. Philippians 3:18-19 says, "For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." The New Spring Southern Baptist Church in South Carolina promises to return your tithes if God does not bless you with a good return on investment within 90 days. The fundraising strategy seems to be working. In 2014, the church reported receipt of $59.3 million from 1,600 people in a 90-day period, according to the Christian Post. Here's a helpful reminder for the folks at New Spring Church. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. It was 3 years ago that two high school students came upon a homeless man in a blizzard. Ryan Kodat and Luke Arnold gave the man a jacket and a few bucks so the man could travel to visit with his ailing father. the man became the recipient of a large inheritance, and recently, the boy's school received a letter and a donation of $10,000 as an expression of his gratefulness. Luke 6:38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.